This is Synergy.
10 to 6, it is Synergy Drive. And fresh from being out and about, pounding the beat, where have you been this afternoon, Keith? Not giving anything away?
Well, still in our local area, yeah. Covering from Camas right to Loch Bedleton House.
That's what I said. You're the neighbourhood beat manager for the Sleekburn, Guidepost, Chopmington and Camas area. Is that right?
Except Sleekburn.
Sleekburn. Well, that's not bad. 3 out of 4 is not bad, is it?
Well, I'd still go down if required, though, yeah. Don't worry.
I'm sure you will. Anyway, Keith, you're here to talk about what our listener can actually do to make their homes and their cars and various things like that a bit safer. The homes first. What apart from the natural thing, and I'm sure it's everything that you tell people, if you've got locks on your doors, lock them. Because people, there are these people who wander in just on potluck, isn't there?
Well, John, we're at the time of year when the sun's shining, everybody wants the windows and doors open. They may nip out, but leave the windows open, and a sneak thief or burglar will see that, and he'll try his luck, and if there's no one in, it's just easy to.
And within seconds, just open the door, stick your hand in. The car keys might be on the kitchen table, and they're off with the car as well.
Some burglars do. They load the car up and steal the car as well if the keys are there for them.
Well, car security these days is that much better, isn't it? They need to have the cars to get into and to get it to go away, really.
But professionals can just open any car anyway. But yeah. If your keys are lying around, then it's another opportunity for them to just pick them up.
So how can the listener actually make their homes that little bit safer and more secure?
Well, I mean, always use good locks on your doors. Use mortise locks. Use window locks as well, so you can lock them from the inside. And don't leave keys in the locks of the back of your door, because they'll smash. You open the key. Also, if you have deadlocks on doors, it makes it harder for the burglar to get out.
Mine's got a deadlock on it. The actual the handle it goes one way to actually open the door properly, but you turn it up over to put the deadlock into place, and you can hear the deadlock going in. And it probably in two or three parts of the door. That's where the deadlock comes in.
Yeah, I would say 3 parts would be good. And if someone should get in through the window by breaking it,
they can't get out.
They can't get out the door.
That's right. They can't lift your TV through the door.
That's right. Let's make it more difficult for them.
And the cars are like that these days as well, aren't they?
Sure thing.
So what else? Windows, we've done windows and doors.
Well, you can also, you know, if you are going out for a period of time, you can put sockets in the wall that will put your light on, and it'll go off at a certain time. So it's just in a little timer mode.
Yeah. So if people are going off on holiday, it's just in the old days when I was a lad, you could inform the police to say that you're off on your holidays. Is that still an option that you can inform the police that you're on your holidays?
And in your days, in the Peeler days, we're talking about Johnny. Yes, you can go to Bedleton front desk and just say, listen, I'm going on holiday for 2 weeks. My place is going to be vacant. The neighbour has my key. The neighbour will be watching. This is the next of kin. If you need contact. And at least you're letting us know, and extra patrols will go around and make sure that place is safe.
Yeah, sure. And will it be the neighbourhood team that would do it, or would it be it'd be open to any of the lads?
It'll be open to any police officer, because it'll be put in the parade file, and every parade that comes on will be made aware that, you know, that property is vacant. So should they see anything which looks untoward, they'll investigate.
And also, I suppose if you're gone away and you've got an alarm, you should actually have certainly somebody who actually would be on the phone to actually, if something went wrong with the alarm.
Well, good neighbours is always the best policy. Let your neighbours know that you are going out or you are going away. Make sure doors, windows are locked. And just take it from there.
I'll tell you a story, Keith, and this is how crazy some people can be. When I lived in Morpeth, people across the way from us were good neighbours, and they said to us, would you actually keep an eye on our place when we're away on holiday? And we said, yeah, sure, that's no problem at all. And I went to bed the night they left, and I looked out the bedroom window, and I could see an orange glow through the living room window. And I went down there, and they had actually had left, I took the keys to go down there to turn what off what was obviously the electric fire, only to find that the front door was unlocked, and turned the electric fire off, and the back door was unlocked. So if that's not madness, what is?
Well, it is. And as I say, this time of the year, when the weather is getting a lot hotter, people do leave doors open for a flow of cold air, and then they forget that they haven't locked that back door. Some people with patio doors will leave the back patio door open into the garden, and it's just for an opportunist that's ideal. They just sneak in and take what they want and leave.
Yeah. And so we've done anything more on sort of on the home?
Speaking of burglaries, we also have what's called a distraction burglary.
And that's despicable, isn't it?
Well, absolutely it is. Despicable. You know, and they tend to target the elderly. And quite simply, I'll give you a quick example. Someone will knock on the door and say, I'm from the water board, which doesn't actually exist.
But in that, if it's an older person, they'll remember it as the water board.
Well, they do, that's right.
They remember this place as the gas board in this old shop. So they're talking to an old person, they do what? They knock on the door.
Well, I'll give you an example of a live one that happened. A man knocked on the door and said, my son has lost his ferret, and there's his son standing there. It's ran through the side of your path and into your back garden. Can we go and look for it? And the old lady says, oh, sure thing. She says, just wait here, though, I'll have to open the back door. She left the front door open. The lad went round the back and kept the old lady occupied in the garden. And he went upstairs and stole £500.
Honestly, Keith, I do not know where these people come from. And to target the elderly and people who actually should be supported by the wider community, it's just absolutely despicable. But there are people around like that, so not to frighten anyone, you just got to be on your mettle, haven't you, with these people?
Certainly have. And the walls have a neighbourhood watch, you know, so you can come in to speak to someone from the neighbourhood beat team at Bedlington and say, is there a neighbourhood watch scheme in my area? And if so, can I be put on the website and can I be involved in neighbourhood watch? And that's a good thing. It's not nosy neighbours, it's just looking out for each other. Anyone suspicious you haven't seen there before, let us know, we'll check them out.
And what constitutes a neighbourhood watch group then, Keith?
Well, what we need is an organiser who will be the head of that neighbourhood watch for the street, and they will hand out any leaflets and keep the neighbours current with what's happening. They will be like a spearhead for the neighbourhood watch.
Yeah. And it's easy, contact the station at Bedlington?
Yes, just contact Bedlington Police Station, preferably the neighbourhood beat team who are stationed at Bedlington, and they will advise who is in your area and if a neighbourhood watch is working in your area.
Well, it's been a chat which has been short but sweet, Keith, but I remember I went onto the Northumbria Police website and I saw one of the things on there, the latest news from the from Northumbria Police, and one of them was about fence posts stolen in Choppington. You had an appeal out, didn't you, for it?
Yes, we did.
On the telephone. Is that sorted now?
Well, it is. We did arrest someone with that offence. However, we didn't have enough evidence to charge. So that person has gone NFA, which is no further police action. Yeah. But we did recover some of the wood and timber. It's a real shame that Chopping Woods is being targeted like this.
Incredible. Again, but it's out of the way, isn't it? And people can go there and do things. Anything else which is current that you might want to bring to the listeners' sort of attention in the last couple of seconds?
Well, just in this last, as I said, the weather brings on people opening the doors, opening the windows. Make sure you do lock them before you leave the premises.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much, Keith. Sorry we couldn't give you so much time. You've been busy tonight, I know, but thanks very much for taking the time to come in.
That's a pleasure.
Excellent. Nice to speak to you, always.
And you, John.
Synergy Drive. This is Synergy.